Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
I went to a hardware store yesterday. I'm not going to say which one. I needed a new weed whacker or a whippersnipper or whatever you want to call it. I grew up in a weed whacker family. Some people grew up in a whippersnipper family. Doesn't matter. I buy the weed whacker. I take it home. I open the box. It's clearly been used. Like, I bought it brand new right off the shelf. And I open it up, and the white part of the weed whacker, it's stained with green grass color. A lot of grass is still stuck to the inside of the weed whacker, clearly used. So I take it back, I go to customer service, and it's still in the box. Like, I open up the bottom of the box to see it, and I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta take this back, clearly. So it's still in the box, all the original tape and packaging is still on it, and I go to customer service, and I'm like, hey, I just bought this 25 minutes ago, it's used, what can you do about it? The lady gives me an up and down look, and she's like, okay, I'll be right back. She goes to the back and starts talking to someone. This is when it turns into an episode of Law & Order SVU. I get taken to the back, and they put me in this tiny little room. No windows, no art, no nothing. Just a chair and a table, and that's it. And I'm sitting there for like 7 minutes waiting for someone. This guy comes in. He's got a notepad and everything, and he sits down. He's like, so, you bought this weed whacker, did you? Like, he doesn't believe that I bought this weed whacker. He thinks that I'm trying to scam the system or something. And he starts taking notes, and he's like, so where did you park when you came here today? I don't know. Like, does anyone keep track of where they park in the parking lot? Oh, yeah, fourth row, 23rd spot in. I don't know. I'm like, near the back? Who knows? He's like, okay, we will be checking security tapes, just a heads up, just to make sure that you did come in here. I'm like, what is going on? Like, do you guys have a string of weed whacker felons on the loose that are trying to rip you off with weed whackers or something? He's grilling me with questions. So, did you use the weed whacker and put it in the box? No, the tape is still on it, man. The tags are still on. Like, what's going on? 10 minutes of questions. 10 minutes of accusations. And then this lady walks in, and she's like, what are you doing, Greg? No, I told you to stop doing this kind of stuff. You can go. You can go. Just go to customer service. We'll give you a refund. And then I just left. Weirdest experience I've ever had in my entire life. Like, does this happen all the time at the store? Do they always get interrogated? We need W5 on this case. Earlier on the show, we were talking about what to get your kid's teacher for the end of the school year. It's always nice to get your child's teacher a little something just as a thank you for dealing with your children all the time. We have three helpful tips for you. One, when it comes to high school kids, don't get all of your kids' teachers a gift. Maybe get one or two, like their favorites or the one that made the biggest impact, something like that. You don't need to get all five or six or how many teachers they have in high school a gift. That's just ridiculous. Two, maybe don't give your kids' teacher wine. It's a great gift. Getting them wine is a very, very classy gift. I mean, what teacher wouldn't want wine? But usually when it comes to gifts for teachers, you give that gift to your kid, and then your kid delivers it to the teacher. Kind of weird giving your 7th grade son a bottle of wine to give to your teacher. It's a little weird. The last tip here, apparently all teachers want gift cards, or just get them a prepaid Visa. That's the one thing teachers want the most. We had a bunch of teachers text in when we were talking about this earlier. They're like, just get us prepaid Visas. Get us prepaid Visas, and that way we can buy the wine ourselves. I came across a photo of Judas Priest's bus stock list for this recent tour that they're on right now. You might expect a band like Judas Priest to have stuff like beer, smokes, and drugs on their bus stock list. I mean, they're a rock and roll band. They live that lifestyle, but no. It's basically the complete opposite. If you want to check it out for yourself, I posted it on Cruise FM's Facebook page. Has some weird stuff. For example, one box of Cheerios and one box of Frosted Flakes. Both Cheerios and Frosted Flakes because Judas Priest likes to party. One container of President's Choice Decadent Chocolate Chip Cookies. How cool is it that they love those cookies? I mean, everyone in Canada loves those cookies. So does Judas Priest. Four containers of assorted flavored dairy milks. So they want normal milk, chocolate milk, strawberry milk, banana milk, stuff like that. Here's where it gets weird. On their bus stock list, They have one package of hot dog buns, but no hot dogs. Isn't that weird? Like, why would you just want hot dog buns without hot dogs? It doesn't make any sense. Why don't you just go with bread? Like, who buys hot dog buns for the sake of turning them into toast or making a sandwich out of them or something? No, like, hot dog buns are meant for hot dogs. It's not meant for anything else. Who just gets hot dog buns without hot dogs? Judas Priest? What's going on here? Reddit Headline Hall of Fame. Yeah, we don't have enough money in the budget for a fancy theme song, so we just have to make it up ourselves. Here we go. Kevin Bacon was in a car accident while watching Saved by the Bell. Wild headline right there, right? Here's the thing. It wasn't the famous actor Kevin Bacon. It's a guy who shares his name. Another Kevin Bacon. He lives in Los Angeles, and apparently he was watching Saved by the Bell on his phone, and he got distracted, obviously, and got into a car accident. Not just any car accident, by the way. He sideswiped a cop car. Wouldn't recommend doing that. If you sideswipe a cop car, things aren't going to go well for you. And then you tell the cop, oh, I was watching an episode of Saved by the Bell. Yeah, things are going to go worse for you. Everything is fine. No injuries, no nothing like that. But the big question here, who's watching Saved by the Bell while they drive? Like, Saved by the Bell has been out for years, decades even. And if you're a big Saved by the Bell fan, chances are you've seen every episode. Like, you're not a normal fan if you're watching Saved by the Bell while you drive. You're a diehard fan if you do that. But you've seen every episode if you're a diehard fan. So why do you need to do that while you drive? What are you doing, bud?
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
The best part about Tuesday morning, right here, Cruise Confused Lyrics. This first one is from Hannah, Paradise City from Guns N' Roses. Hannah hears, take me down to the very nice city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. It's just a very nice city. Not great, just very nice. The actual lyrics, take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green, the girls are pretty. The next one is from Sam, Steve Winwood's Higher Love, one of my favorite ones of all time. Sam hears, bring me a Tylenol.
Bring me a Tylenol. Oh.
We've all said that once or twice, hey, Sunday morning, please bring me a Tylenol, I can't move. The actual lyrics, bring me a higher love. This last one, Copperhead Road from Steve Earle. Derek sent us this one. This one's a little weird. Derek hears, man, daddy ran whiskey in big black gotch.
Man, daddy ran whiskey in a big black gotch.
Some 45-year-old dude, bunch of whiskey in the back of his truck, in nothing but black gitch. Ugh. The actual lyrics, now daddy ran whiskey in a big black Dodge.
In a big black Dodge.
Do bagpipes sound good? Some people love bagpipes. Like, whenever you hear bagpipes, you just get chills, right? You get the goosebumps. Other people, though, oh, they can't stand bagpipes. I thought there would be a lot more people that didn't like bagpipes. But according to this survey, 78% of people love bagpipes. They love them. But it comes with an asterisk. A lot of people who voted are like, it depends on the situation. If it's early in the morning and I'm just waking up, no. Waking up to bagpipes, not exactly ideal. There was one story from John. He grew up in rural Saskatchewan, and his neighbor or person kind of close to his house there would wake up at like 6 in the morning and play bagpipes for his cows. Can you imagine waking up to that? Just some guy playing bagpipes for a cow? I've woken up to some weird things before, but never that weird. Some people are like, if it's at a ceremony or something like that, there's nothing better than bagpipes. Like a Remembrance Day ceremony, oh, it just needs some bagpipes. Other people are like, bagpipes need to be with something. You can't just have bagpipes on their own. You need bagpipes accompanied by a drum line or some kind of other instruments, maybe a triangle or harmonica. That would be the weirdest band of all time. Some bagpipes, a triangle, and a harmonica. Someone start a band with those three instruments. Kind of a scary situation in Toronto yesterday during the Raptors championship parade. About 20 minutes into the speeches and stuff, they kind of stopped. And things kind of got a little awkward. Apparently, there was a shooter, and four people were injured. Shout out to Toronto Police for not only tracking down the shooter, but making sure they didn't do any more bad stuff. I mean, there's a video of it surfacing online, and the police in Toronto did a great job of handling that situation and making sure it didn't turn into a very bad one. Because, again, four people were injured, but non-life-threatening injuries. Everyone's going to be okay. That's great news. The parade itself was just very entertaining. I mean, it took them like 5 hours to go 4 kilometers in Toronto. That's how packed the streets were. That's how busy it was. You just couldn't get anywhere. It seemed like nobody in Toronto was working that day. Then the speeches started to happen, and everything was funny, and everything was fine. A lot of the players were pretty drunk, and a lot of their speeches, you could definitely see that. Kawhi Leonard, the MVP, he took the mic. Now, remember when Kawhi Leonard went to the Raptors? Remember his awkward first press conference?
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
It was that last part that made headlines, hey? That weird laugh? Most awkward laugh of all time. During the parade, Kawhi Leonard got the microphone.
Thank you. And like they said, enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
See, he really is a fun guy. What's the weirdest reason you've taken off work? Like yesterday, the big Toronto Raptor Championship Parade was going down, and it seemed like all of Toronto was there. No one in Toronto was working yesterday. Everyone took the day off. Like, imagine just calling your boss. Yeah, I'm not making it in today. I have to go to a parade. Kind of a weird excuse, right? So I was asking, what was your weirdest taking off work excuse? We got three really good ones. Mike on the Facebook page, he took a day off of work so he could stand in line to get the Lord of the Rings extended edition. Yikes. Wes on the Facebook page said he took a day off work so he could also stand in line, but to get NHL 16, the video game. To be fair, Chell is a fantastic video game. It's worth taking a day off of work. The best answer, though, hands down, Paula. She took a day off of work to go to Degrassi Palooza. There's like a convention or a big gathering of Degrassi fans, I guess. They call it Degrassi Palooza, and Paula took off work so she could go. That's when you just have to lie about why you're taking the day off of work. Oh no, I'm just busy. I have stuff to do. I'm totally not going to Degrassi Palooza, no.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.